What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
The world is a vampire.
The Raven Effect, with pro wrestling superstar Raven. A cornucopia of stupidity masquerading as a podcast. Critics have hailed it as everything from,
huh? Who's this Raven jerk?
And, if you want clever discourse, nonsensical banter, and incessant rambling, well, this is the show for you. Ladies, gentlemen, idiots, floozies, and reprobates, this is Raven.
Hello and welcome to the Raven Effect Podcast. I'm your host, Raven, and Feeny is not here today, but Rich
is. Thank God. Thank God.
That would be Rich.
Who needs him?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we're here and we're discussing comic cartoons from our youth. And
I was a Yogi Bear guy.
What about the Limpy the Lion and Hardy Har Har?
I don't see that listed. So we're talking about Milton the Monster.
Nobody remembers that except me.
Yeah, a Saturday morning TV show. Now, if it ran, so 26 episodes, original run, October 65 to September 68. You're saying you watched the afternoon cartoon. So this thing had to run through the 70s, like 3 o'clock in the afternoon somewhere.
What they would do in the 70s is in the afternoon they would show cartoons that were
from 2 to 5 or something.
Yeah, but they wouldn't show cartoons. They would show cartoons that were already old. You know, they weren't new episodes or anything.
Well, of course. I mean, that's how the Flintstones were a staple for me growing up. Flintstones, Yogi Bear.
Now, did you spell Flintstones with two T's or one T?
It's a good question. Oh wow, you know, you got me now. I think it's one T, isn't it? Isn't it Flintstones or is it Flintstones?
I don't know. It's Mandela effect.
I gotta look now. Flintstones. I think it's Flintstones. Yeah, it is. No, it's Flint, like the rock. That would make sense.
Is the first C capitalized, though?
No. No, it's the last.
But it is now, though. The first T is capitalized now, though.
You know what? Yeah, in the logo, it is. In the logo, it is. But, like, if you just write it out, apparently it's not.
Yeah, it's weird. The Mandela effect strikes again.
Yeah, both T's are capital T's in Flintstones. So.
Yeah, I don't even know if there was two T's in it originally.
Yeah. According to this, there was.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. It would have been Mandela affected too.
Flintstones, blah blah blah. Ran from 60 to 66.
How many episodes of the Flintstones?
Looking to see here. How many?
Jackie Gleason should have got a cut of that for the Honeymooners ripoff.
Should have. He totally should have. Well, what about Yogi Bear? Right, Yogi Bear should have got a piece of that.
Yeah, I think he sued over it or something. I'm probably making that up though. Either that or it's a Mandela effect.
Wow, 166 episodes.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's how they lasted for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But that, I mean, that was on every day, like going home from school. I'm trying to think. There'd be like G.I. Joe, He-Man, Mask. I don't really remember his mask.
That's after Eric Stoltz. With Eric Stoltz?
No, a different one.
Oh, no,
you know him. And then the Brady Bunch was always on, too, in the afternoons. I think at like 4 or 5, it would come on.
The Shady Brady Bunch. I remember the Brady Bunch when they were first run episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I would, you know, what's the joke that fucking Alice always had, what was his
name? To the moon, Ralph?
Well, no, Sam the Butcher would always bring Alice to meet. You know what I mean? Nah. Boom.
Yeah. Yeah, Sam would bring Alice to meet.
Yeah, he'd always kind of come
I think that's kind of pervy.
Maybe it was like a little innuendo, but they didn't want to, you know, right? It had to be family friendly so they could do, you know, so that if you had a depraved mind like we do, you'd get that. But
what was Alice's, what was her real life middle name?
Alice? Her middle name or her last name?
Her middle name in real life.
I don't know. Alice, like in real life or
played
like,
by Ann B. Davis.
Yeah, Ann B. Davis. So I thought you were talking about.
So what's the B stand for?
Let's see. Let's find out.
Stands for balls deep.
that probably had to do with acting, because there's probably like another Ann Davis, right? So for like SAG, you have to differentiate yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ann Bradford Davis as her middle name. Ann Bradford Davis. That's probably why, because there's like, I can't think of who did, but hey, no, there's a couple examples of like somebody who's an actor, so they have to, like Michael C. Hall. Right, there's probably another Michael Hall.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. I'm trying to explain it to the people out there.
To the riffraff,
the listeners. Yeah, the flock, if you will.
To the riffraff, my reprobates out there.
Yeah. Yep.
All my reprobates. You're all welcome to be part of my something. I don't know.
So
going nowhere.
I talked last week a little bit about I was going to do the last Deadlock show, the Deadlock Pro Wrestling show. So that was at this point now.
The last Deadpool show?
Yeah. Last Friday in Raleigh, actually Cary, North Carolina. It was Raleigh. It was the last Deadlock show. And one of the cool things that happened, and you can't plan for this, you can't whatever. So Kevin Koo, who was a part of a tag team called Violence is Forever, their entrance music is Zombie. Right? By the Cranberries, the song Zombie.
Zombie.
So, and I'm going somewhere with this. So just give me some leeway here. So the...
Leaving,
I met him once. Singer Fear. He was in a movie.
He was also in The Clue.
Yes, he was in Clue. That's right. So what was I saying? So, all right. So the match ends. Kevin Koo loses the match, right? So
Kevin Koo?
Kevin Koo, who's at one half of the team Violence is
Sick. C-O-U.
K-U. It's K-U.
Is he Asian?
He is. I don't know if he's Korean. I don't know. But yes, he's Asian. So
The Korean Zombie. That's what he used to come out to.
To Zombie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the Korean Zombie was a that was his name in MMA. And he wanted people to call him the Korean Zombie instead of his real name.
Right.
And he came out the Zombie.
My earbud fell out, so I didn't hear the end of that. But anyway, so point is the match ends. So obviously he loses the match. The other guy's music plays. He goes to the back. Kevin kind of sits there in the ring a little bit, and the crowd started singing Zombie on their own, which I thought was very cool.
Did they start with the opening lyrics?
I don't remember.
Or did they just chant Zombie?
That's a good question.
How did the lyrics start? I forget.
It starts at... I know. I forget what the words are.
That's what I'm saying. I can't remember how the lyrics go.
Over the... their violence...
Look it up.
Yeah, hold on. But so where I was going to go with this was... So I've been a fan of the Cranberries since they first started. I saw them play in 93. I saw them live once. They're fucking amazing. And... I've started, you know, over the years, I'd listen to them and then not, and then, you know, kind of get back into them a little bit. So I've been on a Cranberries kick lately, just, you know, completely unrelated to that match.
Because of Thanksgiving.
It must have been. But I've started noticing, like, there's a commercial for, I don't know if it's like Citibank or Amex or some bank or something. And they have it's like an instrumental version of the song Dreams, which is their first single in the
year. Of what?
Dreams, which that was the first Cranberry song.
I thought Linger was.
No, Dreams came out first. Linger was like the one that kind of broke them to the mainstream.
So Dreams is a deep cut, so nobody cares.
No, you know, so on top of that, it's in this commercial. I noticed it, right? Like I guess there's like a Cranberries revival going on where like people are, they're like,
what's the Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I know the surviving members played a show in Ireland in August, I think it was. And they had like some guest vocalists and they played with like an orchestra, which is pretty neat.
Do they play Salvation? Salvation.
Let me look at the set list and see if they did.
I like that song.
Yeah. And
I'll give them three hits. Salvation, Linger, and Zombie.
What about Ridiculous Thoughts?
Never heard of it.
So Dreams, no bullshit. Dreams that, like, I was reading something. There are people that consider that to be, like, the perfectly written, like, indie pop song.
Dreams? How's it go?
Dreams. I can't. I'm not going to sing her fucking voice. Yo, dream to me. Dream to me. Oh, my life is changing every day in every possible way.
Oh, yeah, I know that song. They got four hits.
Hold on a minute. Ridiculous Thoughts is a great fucking tune.
How's it go? I'll tell you if it's a hit.
And Ridiculous Thoughts. That's the one. Twister.
No, just four hits. I'll that four hits. Another head hangs lowly, child is slowly taken, and the violence causes its silence. Who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying. In your head, zombie.
You forget about Ode to My Family. That was a hit.
That's not a hit.
Yeah, it is.
I never heard it.
Just My Imagination.
Okay, so hold on. The audience start singing this song? They didn't know the lyrics.
You know what? They did play Salvation at that last show. It was fifth. That's what it was. Noel and Mike Hogan, the two brothers from the Cranberries, with the RTE Orchestra. And then they had a fellow named Dermot Kennedy singing.
Okay, but here's the thing. Who's Dermot Kennedy?
I don't know. Let's see. Dermot Kennedy.
What's the singer's name? Dolores O'Riordan?
O'Riordan, yeah, but she died like completely.
I didn't know she was sick.
Oh, boy.
Now, what about the wrestling show?
Out, man.
At the wrestling show, they did not sing the lyrics entirely. There's no way the audience went, another head hangs lowly, child is slowly taken, and the violence causes silence.
I think they did. You know what? It's the video is not up yet on the on-demand site, but let me see if there's something on YouTube.
They just sung the hook.
Well, they did, but no, I think they sang the verse going into the chorus.
But you see, it's not me, it's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their guns.
Let's see if there's anything on YouTube yet.
In your head, zombie.
Now, you know what, it's not up yet, but it will be on the DPW, on the on-demand.
The Double Penetration W?
Yeah, dpwondemand.com, Deadlock Pro Wrestling. It'll be up there. And
I'm sure Deadlock Pro, it should be DLPW.
Hey, I didn't fucking start the company. I didn't name it. I just go.
You ought to have a word with them.
Well, they're not running shows anymore, so does it matter?
Maybe less so.
Maybe, yeah. Let's see, hang on. Yeah, I don't, it's not up here, but I'll share it with you eventually when it is. But it was cool. It was just kind of one of those moments, like I said. Like, you know what I mean? They just did that organically. It was a very cool moment. And, you know, it was kind of an emotional day. Everybody was bummed and sad. And
You know what? I'm using more of my battery on my iPhone today than I usually do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, today I'm using 108%. Average is 45%.
Why? So what's going on?
I have no idea. I was turning off the what's it called? The thing that makes your battery battery saver. I turned off the battery saver and it brought some effects.
Yeah.
And then it started singing zombie at me.
Did it?
Yeah, it started singing zombie.
Right, so they said right after she died, the rest of the band was like, yeah, we can't continue without Dolores, right?
Unless we get paid a lot.
Well, has enough time passed that, and I don't know who you would get. There's got to be somebody that could, you know, properly fucking do that. Maybe Hayley Williams could do it. Hayley Williams from Paramore is like a huge Cranberries fan. There's a cover of her doing the song Dreams when she played in, she was in Dublin. And there's video of her playing that. And
yeah, wait. So they said they were never going to play again in the band?
Yeah, they said they were done because they can't replace Dolores. But almost kind of like Rush is touring again, right? They said, we can't tour without Neil. But they decided, you know what? Fuck, we're still here. Like, the money.
How long has it been since she died?
2018, I think it was.
So it's not like a year later, like when Mick Foley retired and a year later he came back.
No, I'm pretty. Let me look up when she passed. But you know what? As I'm talking this out right now, that I have my answer. They should fucking get Hayley Williams from Paramore to tour with them.
We got Hayley Mills.
Who's that?
She was in the original Parent Trap.
I don't know who that is.
She's an actress. She's a Disney actress from the 70s.
Dolores passed away January 15th, 2018. It was overdosed alcohol and pills. She drowned in a bathtub.
How old was she?
She would have been, she was 46. 46 years old.
Ew.
Yeah. Yep.
What a way to go.
I know. And yeah. Yep. I'm glad I get to, it's one of those, I'm like, I'm really glad I got to see them when I did. You know what I mean?
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high flying dunks, 100 years of show stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You know who I saw and that was terrible was Queensryche.
Oh, when? When was that?
I don't know, but I saw them in 96, I think, 95, 96.
Yeah. I saw them open for Metallica in 89, and then I saw them in 92, and they did the entire Operation Mindcrime record, which was cool. But, I can.
I think it was Mindcrime 2, maybe.
That might have been. Well, there's a whole thing now where, like, Jeff Tate's doing his own thing, but then
who's
the other
Jeff Tate?
He was the singer.
I don't know anybody in Queensryche.
They
only had two hit songs.
What were their hits?
Jet City Woman.
Uh-huh.
And Silent Lucidity, which sounded like a Pink Floyd song.
It did a little bit. Operation Mindcrime is a really good record. That's before that, Jet City Woman and
Jet City Woman.
That was actually on while I was flipping through the TV the other night. in Raleigh, actually, there was the MTV Classics or whatever, and that came on. I was like, no shit, I haven't seen this video in forever. So I was singing along with.
You don't hook up the Roku system? You know, you don't have a portable Roku you take with you to the hotels?
No, you know what? I actually like flipping channels. Because I don't really get to do it at home. So
I don't mind flipping channels, but then I get bored because then I'm like, then I, because commercials is fucking with me. I don't know why, but I always get commercials when I watch TV there on hotels.
Well, because it's regular TV, right?
I don't know what that means.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I'll start to watch a show and then I'll have to flip back to the other show that I was watching. You know, so I got the last channel.
Yeah.
And hopefully one commercial goes into commercial when the other one does, but they end up going to commercial at the same time. The bastards got it all rigged.
Right.
It's a system.
Well, you know what sucks is when you go and like some of the hotels now are awesome, and you know, like they have streaming apps on there. Like they'll have Netflix you could log into if you want to. They've got Tubi, they've got YouTube, like all that shit. But then, like you go to like maybe an old.
Yeah, sometimes I think to myself, Tubi or not Tubi? That's the question.
Well, you know, when you go in, and it's like one of the older properties, and there's like 20 channels, and that's it. And you go through, and you're like, God damn it, this fucking, you know, there's nothing on.
How about, and then the Netflix, you can't hook it up because it won't work because they don't have cable or something, or they don't, I don't know.
No.
Usually I can hook it up at the hotel. Hey, look at this. Look at my ponytail. It's way off center.
Yeah, what's going on there, Raven?
I don't know. It's been like that for a couple of ponytails. Week now.
I need you to vamp for a second. I'll be right back.
I'll vamp in my pants. I am vamping. I am entertaining you people out there by myself. Woo! Like little monkeys. I don't know what that means. Let's see. What can we talk about? Let's talk about the weather. There's a song in there. I forget what it was. Let's see. What should I talk about? I think I will sing a song. I'm going to talk about a Mandela effect I saw on the Mandela Effect TV show I was watching the other day. And in the California Dreaming, it goes, and suddenly I began to pray. Because autumn, it starts out with, autumn leaves are brown, and the sky is gray, and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter day.
Now, all right, there we are.
Out of the seafood water. And I began to pray.
Were you vamping or tramping?
No, I was doing both. I was telling a story that you've interrupted. How rude.
My apologies.
How rude.
I know. I'm kind of.
That was a great catchphrase by Dance Off, Pants Off and Full House star Jody Sweetan. She said, how rude.
Really?
Yeah, remember that on a Full House?
I never really watched Full House, to be honest.
It was ridiculous.
That was around the time that, you know, I was fucking not watching TV. I was out all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, so talking about the Mandela effect.
Yeah, which I've talked about many times. I feel like we've talked about that before. Maybe it's the Mandela effect, and we have.
Could be. I don't think we have talked about it before. Mm-mm. But anyway, so listen, so you tell me, Rich, I got a couple Mandela effects for you.
All right.
How did the California Dreaming by Mamas and the Papas go? Did it go, I began to pray, or did it go, I pretend to pray?
Oh, I have no idea. I can hum the song, but
you can't. Autumn leaves are brown, and the sky is gray.
And the sky is gray.
I went for a walk on a winter day. And I began to pray. Remember? Okay. But then what about Snow White? Was it mirror on the wall or magic mirror on the wall?
Ooh. Now, it's probably magic mirror.
It's magic mirror now, but it was mirror.
Well, everybody, I've always heard it mirror, but it's probably magic mirror, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that's the Mandela effect. because everybody believes that it was mirror, mirror on the wall. Right. But if you look everything up, it's just magic mirror on the wall.
Interesting.
The Mandela effect is, that's like it started because everybody thought Nelson Mandela died in prison. Right. And then he ended up becoming president or something.
Well, then he got released. And
yeah, but we thought he died in prison and right. he didn't. And then he got better and he wasn't even sick.
Well, it's like that whole fucking Shazam movie thing with like Sinbad.
Right.
Like everybody thought that was in.
It was Kazam was supposedly this movie Kazam was Sinbad. But Kazam with the Shaquille O'Neal.
Right, with Jack, yeah. Yeah. Yep. But that's something that I remember thinking too, and like thought I saw a commercial, but apparently
it's
not.
The Mandler effect.
Yeah, yep. The Mandidler effect? What?
You know how many, you know, and then there's like, look up Tom's Island Explosion. No, Black Tom Explosion or Tour or something.
Explosion? What is this?
It's a terrorist attack.
Black Tom 1916 bombing.
You never heard of it, have you? I've never heard of it.
No. So why?
Wait till you read about it. Wait till you read about it. What a big deal it was.
I'll say this too. I had never heard of the fucking whole Tulsa race riots because why
would we neither?
You know what I mean? Like we weren't taught.
Yeah, but they never. You'd think they would have talked about this. After 9/11, though.
Black Tom 1916 bombing was in New Jersey. It was still dark in Manhattan on a Sunday morning, July 30, 1916, when the sky suddenly exploded with an unnatural brilliance. I'm reading this from FBI.gov. 2 million pounds of war materials packed into train cars had blown up in the Black Tom Railroad Yard, what is now part of Liberty State Park. Thousands of windows were shattered low in Manhattan and Jersey City. Shrapnel pockmarked the Statue of Liberty. 3 men and a baby were killed. Blah, blah. The culprits, German agents who were determined to prevent America.
The movie 3 Men and a Baby was killed?
Yeah. Yes. I see. I was waiting for you to jump on that. The culprits were German agents who were determined to prevent American munition shippers from supplying its English enemy during the First World War. Never mind that the U.S. was officially neutral in the conflict as of this point. Huh. Who knew? I had no idea.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy. No one's ever heard of it.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, where did you hear of it to bring this up?
Oh, on the Mandela Show.
The Mandela Show.
Yeah, it's the this guy. There's a lot of things on YouTube that have Mandela effect examples.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there's one guy called All Time. He puts out really good ones.
Interesting.
With all these, because when I wake up, I watch TV for an hour or so.
Yeah.
And then I watch a lot more TV during the day as I go too. That's good for you. It builds character.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And so I watch YouTube, and so I've been watching a lot of Mandela effect stuff.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, I'd never heard of that. Like I said, I'd never heard of the, the whole Tulsa thing. Like, what? Like, I don't know why we were never taught that in school. I mean, I guess I know why, but like, you know.
Yeah. But this is different, though. This should have been brought up in during Oh, you know what else is weird? There's a giant storm, a giant hurricane coming on 9/11. It was right on New York on the shore, and it made a 90-degree right turn away from the shore when the bombing started.
Really?
Like, almost like it said, oh, the bombing's enough, we'll let it go. But there's no talk of a giant hurricane coming.
Well, it was a clear and sunny day that day.
No, it wasn't that morning.
Hurricane Aaron was churning off the northeast coast on 9/11/2001, playing a key role in something we remember from the day. On September 10th, 2001, a cold front passing through New York brought a low-level fog and a few rumbles of thunder. By morning of September 11th, high pressure took over, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Huh.
How weird is that?
Yeah. Hurricane Aaron. If I remember it wrong... They hit Florida? Hurricane Aaron? I feel like there was a Hurricane Aaron that did something in Florida. Let's see. I'm thinking of the more recent Hurricane Aaron.
Aaron or Aaron?
Aaron, E-R-I-N, Aaron. There was one this past summer. Because they reuse the names, unless it's like a real big one.
They recycle them.
Yeah. Hurricane Aaron, large, long-lived, and powerful Cape Verde hurricane. across the Atlantic in August of 2025. But let's see, Hurricane Aaron, 2001. Hurricane Aaron,
Cookie Jacks.
Hurricane Aaron was the longest-lived hurricane in the 2001 Atlantic hurricane season.
There you go.
Huh. It was the sixth tropical depression, fifth tropical storm, and first hurricane of the season. Blah, blah, blah.
Was it a tropical depression, or was it tropical...
It was a hurricane.
Or tropical... what's the word I'm looking for? Or... damn it, I just ruined my own joke.
I see where you were going. I'm trying to...
Was it a tropical depression or a clinical depression?
Yes, right. Yeah. See, I saw where you're going.
Well, what's the, or was it a manic depression? That's what I was going to go for, but I couldn't think of it.
Apparently, this was a Category 3 hurricane, though it passed 105 miles east of Bermuda.
If it would have been a Category 2 points higher, Brock Lesnar would have showed up.
let's see. Large swells from the hurricane produced rough surf and rip currents along the east coast. When Newfoundland, Aaron dropped moderate amounts of rain and gusty winds, though no damage was reported.
Huh. Newfoundland?
Newfoundland, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea. I don't remember that. See?
How about what a creative name that is, Newfoundland.
How about you, but you say Newfoundland.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but who's the fucking genius? Let's call it, we just found this new land. Let's call it Newfoundland.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there are places there.
Or Long Island. Call it Long Island then. Hey,
Well, I was thinking, like, I don't know why this popped in my head last night, but like Arizona, right? Like, what is it? Arizona, right?
Named after an iced tea company.
Wait, like, and I don't know this, but isn't that what it means? Does it mean arid zone?
No, it means Arizona. It's a Jewish guy.
Let's see. Arizona meaning in Spanish.
Arizona meaning on such a winter day.
Let's see.
Stopped into a church.
It has two main debated origins. Means either small spring or place of little spring, apparently.
Huh. Stopped into a church. I passed along the way. And I got down on my knees. And I began to pray. I didn't pretend to pray. I began to pray, not pretend to pray.
I never thought pretend. I always thought.
I know, but that's what the. But look it up. It says pretend to pray now.
Really?
Yes. It's a Mandela effect. It's affecting everything, especially Mandela's.
Jesus. Now, what if you were, is Nelson Mandela, he's dead, right?
I didn't know he was sick.
I mean, do the Mandelas, does this happen to them too? Are they afflicted by this, or are they immune to this?
I don't know.
Let's see, where are the fucking words for the song?
California Dreamin'.
Let's see. My favorite California Dreamin' reference would be in Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen, but...
it would be pretentious.
No, I'm not, but it's, you know... And so we started... What is it? Oh, fuck, now I can't remember the words. And so we started... Mojo Nixon... Yeah, I don't remember. So we started dreaming on such a winter's day. Yeah.
Never listened to the Dead Milkmen, because they didn't have any hit songs.
I pretend to pray, huh?
But it's not. It's I began to pray.
Hopped into a church. I passed along the way. Well, I got down on my knees and pretend to pray. You know, the preacher liked the cold. He knows I'm...
Why would you pretend to pray?
Yeah, well, like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to get out of the rain. I don't know.
What about... You remember the Britney Spears... The Britney Spears video, the first one that she was changed on a skirt in high school.
Hit me, baby, one more time or whatever.
Yeah, was she wearing a plaid skirt or a plaid skirt or a black skirt?
I feel like it was plaid, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, but now it's a black skirt.
Interesting. By the way, I mentioned this to you. I keep seeing this coming up on Reddit, like the videos of her dancing and shit. Have you seen any of this?
Of what?
Britney Spears lately?
Dancing in her house, dancing by herself.
Yeah, she put, like, she's all fucking just, I don't know.
You brought that up last week, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I've seen more in this past week. And
let me see.
It's crazy.
Wait a minute.
I don't know if it's on YouTube or not, or on the Reddit. Let's see.
And what about the video where she has the red one piece?
I don't remember that.
Where she has a one piece from the cat suit, the one piece cat suit.
I don't. Hold on, let's see.
Hit me one more time or something.
I never understood, like, why is she asking somebody to hit her? I never understood that song.
I don't think she means physically hit her. I think she means hit her up.
Hit me, baby, one more time. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah, I don't
so,
know.
Let's just see. Well, anyway, and the thing in the video, she doesn't have a headphone, but in the Barbie, in the doll collection of it, she has a headset.
Well, that must be the stage version of Britney, right?
Yeah, but everybody remembers her having a headphone on there. That's what they said.
I don't know.
Okay, let's see her dancing now.
Well, I'm trying to find the videos, and now that I'm looking for it, because it comes up in a feed on my phone, but it's not showing up.
It's playing hard to get.
Wait a minute, hold on, let's see.
We're so professional here at the Raven Effect.
I know, and I see some of the stuff, and it's like it's between. Part of me is like, look at this fucking freak show. And the other part's like, man, I feel bad for her. You know what I mean?
What about the Mandela effect trying to say that I used to be Scotty Flamingo?
You were Scotty Flamingo, weren't you?
Oh, then I guess that is right. Never mind.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
I cannot find these fucking videos now that I'm looking for them.
Just type in Britney Spears fucking videos.
Britney Spears dancing.
By herself.
2025. Let's see. What comes up? Brittany, so according to this, in late 2025, she continues to share frequent expressive dance videos on her Instagram.
We'd like to see them.
I can't find these now. Of course, I'm looking for them and I can't find them.
You suck. Boo, Rich sucks.
Maybe this is a Mandela effect and I'm just making all this up.
Yeah, maybe you forgot that you made it up already.
Yeah, it's possible. Apparently, this is 4 years ago. She said something about fucking, for those of you dragging me about my dancing videos and whatever. But apparently it's on Instagram. Maybe that's where I saw it. I don't know. But there's a bunch of them and she keeps putting them out. And each one seems like it's even more just unhinged and it's like fucking.
How about that? She seemed like the most together with like the three, her, Christina Aguilera and. And Jessica Simpson.
You think so? I always thought Jessica Simpson had it together a little more, but.
I know, but I think it turned out Jessica Simpson had her shit together.
Is Christina Aguilera a mess?
No, I think she got her shit together too.
Hey, she's not doing anything anymore, is she?
I don't know if she's not doing any less.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
She's not doing anything less.
I never paid that. I gotta be honest, like the whole Britney Spears, like I didn't really. I mean, I didn't listen to her stuff, and I felt creepy, like, when the video would come on and be like, ugh. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like a
creep
watching it. So,
what about
really
the,
paid that much attention.
Did you ever see the SNL sketch with the, Justin Timberlake when he's talking about,
That one?
Which one?
The Dick in a Box?
No, they're Irish guys, and they're coming over in a boat to get there, and he goes, and they're from, like, the 1800s, and he goes, when I come to America, he goes, my ancestors, they'll bring sexy back.
Go on, sorry.
And it basically, they kept saying shit like that, like it was going to happen in the future. And then there's something about Britney Spears, I think.
Well, I remember there's the Justin Timberlake, there's the Dick in a Box.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Thing. That was, and my wife was just showing me something the other day. From SNL, like the it's like the spoof of when Americans go to Ireland, and it's like, you know, what Americans think the reaction of Irish people are going to be like when they visit Ireland. It's like they're in a bar. Oh my goodness! A guy jumps out the window to go and get them from the train station, and it's fun.
And Justin Timberlake's in it.
I don't know if Justin Timberlake's in that.
Oh, okay.
But you mentioned SNL. Let me see if I can find this. You mentioned SNL.
And she just showed me that the other day. Because my wife used to live in Ireland for a little bit.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the connection was.
Hang on. Let's see. SNL.
The almost impossible game show.
Let's see if I can share this. Yeah.
I can't believe nobody's watched that besides me in the entire world.
Let's see. Wait a minute.
What do you got? What do you got, man?
Share screen. Let's see. Wait a minute.
See, it's a Patreon now. You could be sharing a screen with us.
Here it is.
Sharing the Edward Munster.
Did you hear this?
No, can't even see it.
Can't?
Nope. Can't or won't. Both.
I don't know. Present. Oh, here it is.
Oh, we're lost without Feeny.
I know we are. Why won't this not let me... I mean, you know what? Feeny might have to actually do this.
Did the Britney Spears, did you find Britney Spears dancing? Is that what we're looking for?
No, I know, but the SNL thing that I was talking about.
SNL.
Yeah, he probably has to, because he's technically the host, right?
Technically,
even though he's not here today. But yeah, I can't.
Hey, we're going to have to schedule another episode for this week because of Christmas.
Yeah. A week from today, huh? Right? As we're doing this?
Yes. What about
did you send your letter to Santa yet?
No.
Why not?
I forgot to.
Oh well, fuck, you're not gonna get anything, Raven. The fuck?
Oh, my mother and my parent in laws, they'll give me something.
Your
Celine will give me something.
Is your mom still alive?
No, my mom's dead. So is my dad.
Oh.
No, it was weird when my dad
Your dad's still how old is your dad?
No, my dad passed away before my mom.
Oh, well, okay.
When my mom passed away, I felt like an orphan.
Did yeah, I, you know, my mom said that when her mother passed away.
It's weird. I go, I'm 50 years old or something, and I feel like an orphan. And I'm like, and I wasn't close with my mom, but it was like, you knew that she's still there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. When my grandmother died, I remember my mom saying that to my aunt at the time. She's like, oh my God, we're orphans. You know, and now I'm like, I'm from the... I've got my offense. Well, offense. It's my new English.
We're offense, not defense.
Well, offense.
Yeah, we do this or that, not because it is easy, but because it is hard. And it's decade or the other.
There's so much, like Quimby on the Simpsons. Like there's so many Simpsons Kennedy things, like Quimby, and then the fucking like Marge's mom is Bouvier, and you know what I mean. It's all like a Kennedy spoof.
You know, Kennedy was assassinated. I don't know if you know that.
No, really? When did that happen?
It happened before his brother got assassinated.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't know his brother was sick.
Neither did I. Yeah. I always, what I remember as a kid, finding out about RFK and the guy that shot him, Sirhan. Like, that's a cool name.
He changed his name. I heard he changed his name to Sirhan. He ain't got any reason for it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you, right? Did you see...
he's still alive.
I think... Did you see John Hinckley? John Hinckley's out. John Hinckley's like a free man now.
Is he?
Yeah. I saw something. I don't know if it was a documentary or some news thing. But yeah, he's apparently he's okay. And he's been fixed or whatever. So...
He's been spayed or neutered?
Let's see what it says. John Hinckley, for those of you that don't know, he's the guy that shot Reagan. Let's see. He's 70 years old.
Reagan Airport?
let's see. I believe the attack would impress Jodie Foster, of course. Blah, blah, blah. In 2016, a federal judge ruled that Hinckley could be released from psychiatric care. He was no longer considered a threat to himself or others, albeit with many conditions after 2020. Ruling was issued. Hinckley may showcase his artwork, writings, and music under his own name. He has a YouTube channel for his music. No more restrictions. And let's see. When did he get out? Treatment. On July 27, 2016, he was released no longer considered a threat, blah, 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 blah.
Well, was he in a psychiatric ward or was he in a prison?
He was in institutional psychiatric care, according to this.
So is there bars in there, I guess?
I don't know. I mean,
they shouldn't allow him to drink, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say that. You wouldn't want to let crazy people get shit-faced. You know what I mean? Like, that's a bad recipe there.
The bars in the door and the walls, that's okay.
Yeah. As long as you have to go outside to get to the bar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently, I guess he's living with his... So hang on, he was released to his mother. Let's see. He was prohibited from a variety of activities, including contact in the Reagans, Brady, or Foster families. He could not watch or listen to violent media. He could not access pornography. My goodness, that's a punishment. And he could not speak to the press. And then in November 2018, a judge ruled that he could move out of his mom's house in Virginia and live on his own upon location approval from his doctors, blah, 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 blah.
How's he making a living?
Michael Reagan, Reagan's son, spoke out in favor of the decision to let Hinckley out.
How's he making a living?
It's his music, I guess. I don't know.
How do people get out of, like, loony bins and may start making money?
Oh, it's a great question. I don't know.
It is a good question.
In December 2024, Hinckley announced he would open a music store in Williamsburg, Virginia. But these plans were quickly scrapped by Hinckley due to negative publicity and security concerns.
Was he afraid he would get shot?
I don't know. Following his release, Hinckley took up painting using his pet cat as a reference.
Where did his pet cat teach him how to paint?
As of May 2023, he sold several pieces on eBay.
Pieces of ass?
He wanted to be a songwriter. In 2022, he was looking for members of his own band. Yada, yada, yada. Let's see. Huh. He was supposed to play a live performance in front of a crowd in Brooklyn. That was canceled over security concerns. Three other planned concerts that summer, Chicago, Hamden, Connecticut, and Williamsburg, were canceled due to threats to the venues. So, see, poor guy's trying to fucking make a living, you know, all these people are fucking stepping in his way there.
Yeah, it's not like he killed Reagan.
No, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, he only fucking crippled James Brady and almost killed the president, but, you know, that's fine.
James Brady said, I need this job like I need a hole in the head.
You know, I'm not going down
that's
the
mean.
Plane, but how crazy is it that fucking, like, a Reagan Republican got shot and crippled? And it's the fucking Republicans who prop up the NRA. I just think it's interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Neither do I, but it's an interesting oxymoron, I suppose. You know what I mean?
I would like to be an oxymoron.
I've been a moron my entire life, but...
Yeah, but I like to be an oxymoron. That way you get to sell the oxy...
yeah?
My throat's getting scratchy.
Well,
what's that guy, the oxy powder? Oxy paint,
yeah.
He puts it on the bottom of a, he puts a rowboat with a screen door in the bottom and paints it on there.
Oh, you're thinking about the Flex Seal guy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a Flex Seal guy.
Yeah, now you're going back to Billy Mays. OxyClean, I'm Billy Mays, it's OxyClean.
Oh, yeah. That was the Flex Seal guy. You're having a Mandela effect.
Right. And, you know, in Houston, when you go to an Astros game, there's a big sign up in left center field. That
says Houston Astros?
No, it says Oxy. O-X-Y. And it's not Oxy, the zit stuff, or the, you know.
OxyCon?
Cleaning stuff. Hold on, let me see what the company is. It's probably some kind of oil company.
Maybe it's Oxy-10 for zits.
No, it's not.
Which didn't work at all.
Oxy is taking bold steps to innovate for a lower carbon future. They're headquartered in Houston, 5 Greenway Plaza. That's right over by the old arena. That's where Joel Osteen's thing is now, his phony church that used to be the basketball arena. Oxy, what do they do? Oxy, they are a leading producer and one of the largest acreage holders in the Permian Basin. So, yeah, they're an oil company.
In the Permian Basin?
The Permian Basin. That's like Odessa Midland in Texas. If you ever drive through there, it smells like oil sometimes.
The Permian era was a time frame where Was it when dinosaurs were here?
I believe so, yeah. Let's see why it's called the Permian Basin.
Well, I know the Jurassic era had Jurassic Park.
The Permian Basin is a large sedimentary basin in the southwestern part of the U.S. It's the
but look at the Permian era.
No, I am. It's named after the Permian geologic period, final period of the Paleozoic era, as it contains some of the world's thickest deposits of rocks from the period.
Of rocks and rolls?
The Texas cities of Midland, Odessa, and San Angelo serve as headquarters for some of the oil production activities in the basin. Matter of fact, the arena where the hockey team in Odessa plays, we used to go there. Every year, they would get basically booted out of their rink for like a month because they would have the...
they have to drill for oil?
No, it was like that, like the oil show. Like all the machinery and stuff, like people would come in there and they would have like the, you know, like all the...
They put on like an oil show with like a hypnotist and a juggler?
Exactly. Yeah, they light each other on fire.
Did I ever tell you I can hypnotize people?
Yes, you told me that before. And you.
I haven't hypnotized anybody since before the COVID incident.
The COVID incident? What incident?
Well, you don't recall it? It's a Mandela effect.
Oh.
Yeah,
It's the Permian Basin International Oil Show to connect with industry leaders, explore innovative technologies, and celebrate the legacy of oil and natural gas. Sounds like fun.
Olive oil? They're going to celebrate the legacy of olive oil?
Uh-huh. Yep. Yep.
Hey, Popeye.
It would be held at the Ector County Coliseum, which is where the Odessa Jackalopes play, and they would get booted out of there.
Oh, no, no, no. They don't get booted.
They said, no, you have to go on the road now for fucking...
They said, no, you don't get booted. All right, time to call this show a show.
We have it's been a terrible show, everybody, and it's time to...
It's been a really big shoe, really big.
It's been a great show because Feeney isn't here. No, you know what? I give him shit.
It was a really good show, though.
Well, we've had fun.
So we had a really good time.
It's been an enjoyable hour.
An hour and 12 minutes. But
wait a minute. Breaking news.
Wait a minute. We got new tag team champions.
Brown University shooter identified, found dead in New Hampshire.
Okay.
The shooter was a 48-year-old Portuguese national, a Brown student with a last known address of Miami, Florida. Huh. Yeah, police swarm a storage facility in Salem, New Hampshire, looking for the Brown University shooter. So apparently they found him. And now they're trying to figure out...
Was he a Brown shooter? Was
part of that.
Did he shoot the Brown University, or was he a Brown person shooting a university?
It could be both in this instance. If he's a Portuguese national, he could be a little more olive-skinned, right?
No.
No?
Well, it depends what his name is.
It's according to this, Claudio Neves Valente.
Nah, he's not a brown person.
I don't know. Let's see. There's no picture of him yet.
He's a honky.
But yeah, they want to see if the brown and then the there was a professor that at MIT that got shot in his house like 2 days ago or whatever. So bad.
Jesus.
If that's connected.
Too many people are shooting people.
You know, the crazy thing, you know, everybody always says this. Oh, my God. You know, I know right where that is. But like where that shooting happened, that was right off of Thayer Street in Providence. And growing up, like that's where you go to hang out. It's where all the record stores were, all the cool, you know, sometimes you just go down there and just hang out. So it's nutty seeing someplace that you know really, really well.
In Portland, I never watched that show Cops, but I watched it one time.
Yeah.
And it showed they were having a bust at a place that was, I was staying at the Bomber Motel, and this was diagonally like across the street, like a quarter mile away. Another motel with mirrors on the ceiling. Mm-hmm. They didn't have pink champagne on ice, but they did have mirrors on the ceiling. And, cause I say there was,
was it a heart shaped bed?
No, but it's weird looking up. It's weird laying back on the bed and seeing yourself naked with it.
Yeah.
It's really weird. But it was like a $1 trillion bust of drugs or something. And it took place like a quarter mile away. Less than that. I think it was like half an eighth of a mile, if that. And I had no idea it even happened.
Huh. No shit, huh?
No shit. All right, so go to cameo.com, get a Raven video shout out. Go to prowrestlingtees.com and buy a Raven t-shirt. If you have fan mail, send it to fanmail at theraveneffect.com. If you have addiction issues, get some help. Call the addiction hotline, 800-662-4357, or look up addictionandrecovery.org. Recommendations, Rich?
Well, I started watching The Fall of Diddy on Hulu.
Yeah, Selena, what? Oh, no, wait. She watched the one on Netflix, I think.
Have I seen both of those? Because I think there's one on, there might be one on Max as well, I think. I'm not sure. I know there's a couple of them floating around, but I've watched the one on Hulu. Part of it, anyway. I need to finish that.
And you recommend it?
Yeah, I mean, if you're not squeamish, right? Those things don't make you uncomfortable. It's just so fucking weird. You know, it's like you see the stuff of him from like the early 90s or whatever. It's this nerdy looking fucking guy. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, Selena said she said it was all about the power. He was all about the power.
That's all it is, man. That's, you know, a lot of that stuff, that's all it is. But it's just interesting. See, you know, how he started out.
He should have got that sword from the He-Man universe. I am the power.
Well, there's like the whole thing with like the first show that he did or whatever, like the basketball game where a bunch of people get killed because they didn't open the doors right or something, but people get trampled. And
that's illegal to have your doors. They should have been illegal. They made it illegal to have your doors open inward or open outward. No, open inward because of the Triangle Waistcoat Factory fire of 19-something.
But the problem is these people were trying to get in. They were outside. They were like people trying to storm the place, basically, that didn't have tickets. And so, like, there were people in the front. They were going to open the doors to let people in. And, you know, a bunch of people rushed the entrance and people got killed back.
We got trampled in reverse.
Right, right.
Yeah. I'm going to recommend that show Nero on Netflix. It's ridiculously funny and adventurous and exciting. And it's really cool. It's about this assassin, Nero. They've been plugging the shit out of it on Netflix because it's always on the screen when you go to the... And they show the, you know, you turn on Netflix and the first thing it does is show a movie.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Dun, dun. Well, it always shows Nero.
It's almost kind of Law and Order-ish, isn't it? Dun, dun. When it starts.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, watch Nero. It's like 8 episodes. I'm on like 5 or 6 right now. And there's a one-eyed witch that shades after him. And it's because, oh yeah, and the big high spot is he's the last remaining descendant of the devil.
Hmm.
And except he has a daughter. So he has to get the daughter. And he's an assassin. And he's a bad guy. But he's really a baby face at heart, you know.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. Peace, love, and Feeny, even though he's still here, he's still 5'6". Doesn't make a difference, folks. He's not going to get any taller no matter where he lives. And no matter how many times he knows shows the show. I don't think he knew shit. I think he was really sick.
Yeah. He's got the flu, and it's going around, man. I was on round 2 with the crud. I'm just kind of finally starting to get over it a bit. So
maybe I've been fighting that off because I've been so exhausted lately.
See?
And I'm normally tired to begin with, but I've been really exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Quote the Raven. Nevermore. The end. Go to bed. Who'd you ever beat? I said it fast. Because now I'm going to slow it down so Rich can have all the time in the world to say. Who's going to blink first? I just blinked.
Good night, everybody.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at USAHockeyNTDP.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.